Killers and Caution and Lightning Seeds and Sense to start the hour. It's 40 minutes past 8, the Full English Breakfast Show. Scientists have developed a golden tongue to help producers test the quality of maple syrup. Do you like maple syrup?
Not a huge fan, no.
A team of researchers from Canada used gold to develop a way of checking whether samples were off flavour. The test used nanoparticles of gold, which normally looked red but appeared blue when the sample of syrup was deemed to be below a premium grade. Maple syrup is synonymous with the northeastern reaches of North America. Its production is one of the oldest agricultural enterprises in the US and Canada, with a history stretching back hundreds of years. Native Americans first discovered the elixir made from the sap of sugar maples before passing on the technique to settlers. Today, the global market for maple syrup is estimated to be in excess of $1.2 billion. Once the first signs of spring are on the temporal horizon and the sap in the sugar maples begins to rise, farmers set up a network of taps in the trunk of the trees to draw off the sweet produce. They're welcome to it, really. Pancakes with maple syrup. My stomach's churning already. Time for this morning's comedy. Here is the comedian Catherine Ryan speaking to Jonathan Ross about the challenges of moving to the UK.
Are there things then about the UK that still delight you, that you haven't got used to yet? Are there still things, any things that shock you about the way we are, apart from our lack of friendliness?
I mean, I think your vocabulary is definitely... I'm from a garbage town, like true trash.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing that I can even walk in a straight line. Like, I don't know how I got here. My daughter, though, will just throw out terms like... She'll say, she was swimming and she said, "Mummy, prepare my towel." I was like, "Prepare your towel." And then I was crying about another failed relationship, you know me. And she said, "Don't cry, Mummy, that boy was a nuisance." So, I mean, you're very fancy.
It sounds like you're raising Mary Poppins. It sounds like she's.
I recommend having a British child. It's like having a tiny, ineffective butler at home.
So, you mentioned a failed relationship there. So, are you single again now?
I am out of the game. I'm gonna remain single until I'm the age that Celine Dion is now.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's an entire O.J. Simpson prison sentence and a half older than I am.
Yeah. Is that how you measure time these days? By old chunks of O.J. time?
Yeah, she's like a Kylie Jenner older than I am. You know, and I just think women have this pressure. People, I got a lady on the school run. Do you know Jane from North London, anyone? She's always like, "Oh, you're running out of time to have another baby."
Wow, so she's putting the pressure on you.
This woman is on my
dick. Wow.
She's like, she's in charge of the cake sale, and she's very handsy with that. She wants me to always be a part of it. Catherine, will you do the cake sale? She's got 7 children, by the way.
Yeah.
She's got a cervix like a hula hoop. Just whoom, you know, having a baby every 4 months. Not the snack, not the delicious snack.
Not
hula
the small hula hoop.
No.
Oh, one you wear around the
yeah.
I see.
But that's fine. If you work, that's fine. If you stay home with your kids, whatever. But Jane's like, "Do the cake sale, Catherine." Yeah. I will not, because the last time I helped Jane, she sold my cupcakes for 10p. And my time is more valuable than that. I was like, "Are we selling these cakes for Bangladeshi kids or 2 Bangladeshi kids, Jane?" Where are you getting your price point?
Are your cakes good, though? Or was she factoring in that they weren't great cakes? Maybe she tasted one and thought 10p is actually quite a high price point for these.
Well, I don't know. But I was just, I wrote her a check for £100 this year. I told her, "You piss off and make 1,000 cupcakes."
Yeah. Let's see how you like it.
But,
There we go. Catherine Ryan.
Making cupcakes for school. Did you ever do that?
No.
No. I used to cheat and go and buy them from the
Rice
local
Krispie cakes,
bakers.
Maybe. Or cornflake cakes.
Today's quiz, it's all about finishing the lyrics, so listen carefully.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
So I'll start a revolution from my bed... Because you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's
in bloom. Don't look
back
in anger.
Okay, you've got the song, you've got the group. Can you continue the lyrics?
Sorry,
So I'll start a revolution from my bed because you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom.
No, I can't remember.
Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face.
So Sally can't...
No, yeah, you ain't ever going to burn my heart out.
Right, okay.
Okay.
But hang on, I got it right, though.
Yeah, you got the group and the song, that's okay. And the year? Bonus point?
1995.
Oh, it's 96.
Yeah.
Question number 2 again, finish the lyrics. It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
Life on Mars.
Well done, and the lyrics? After Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow,
I can't remember.
Now the workers have struck for fame.
Because Lenin's on sale again.
Well done. OK. And finally, finish the lyrics. When I get older, losing my hair many years from now.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine birthday greetings bottle of wine?
Yes, you cracked it. Got to the last one. You got the hang of it. The Beatles and When I'm 64, which was released in 1967.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very good, thank you.
Did you get out over the weekend or just stay at home and watch golf?
No golf to watch, as we said.
What's that Rory McIlroy thing going on?
On Friday, was there? I didn't see it, to be honest with you. From Florida, there was something going on, actually. Maybe you were right there. I turned on the golf and it was like the 1998 Ryder Cup discussion.
Nice.
Around how they won that. But I did manage to get out for a couple of walks over the course of the weekend. Nothing too strenuous, nothing too dramatic, but the weather was rather pleasant, so it was rather nice.
Did you watch any of the German Bundesliga?
No, I can't say I did. No, was that behind closed doors?
Behind closed doors, yes, it was odd, but it was quite entertaining.
Was it okay?
Good standard of football.
I was reading somewhere that fans can pay to have a copy of themselves put in their usual seat, if you see what I mean.
Yes,
like
I think
cut-out copy.
The Danish league is doing that. They're going to have sort of Zoom stuff all around the ground with fans on it as well.
Oh, okay. Mm. Interesting.
Okay, markets, not a great week last week, but Asian markets have risen this morning.
Yeah, they have. A slew of weak economic data took its toll on risk sentiment last week. The end of trading last week, well, we saw US retail sales and factory output in the United States registering its steepest decline on record. Investors also spooked by the Federal Reserve, the US Central Bank, warning that stocks and other asset prices could suffer significant declines should the pandemic deepen, with commercial real estate being one market that perhaps will be hit the hardest. The cost of the coronavirus could reach as much as $8.8 trillion, this according to the Asian Development Bank. No real analysis on how they came to that conclusion, but no doubt the numbers are racking up pretty quickly. In terms of market performance, S&P 500 was down 2.3% over the course of the trading week. That's its biggest weekly decline since March the 20th. However, as you say, Asian shares have been higher. Should put us in recovery mode in Europe. Currently calling FTSE up 91 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 190 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 78 points.
Now, the grim warning from Jerome Powell yesterday about the state of the US economy.
Yeah, there's no doubt the US economy has been struggling quite significantly, succumbing to the pressure of the COVID lockdown. The hopes were, of course, early on during this that President Trump said the US economy would be able to battle its way through it with... What?
Just disappeared, but now you're back. Okay, go on.
Oh, okay. Significant pressure has been developing, on sale on the US economy. We know that retail sales have been falling substantially. Unemployment, which is key, of course, to household consumption, has ramped up quite dramatically. We think US unemployment will get to 19.5% by the time we get through the second quarter. That compares below 4% before the pandemic. That means consumers have got less money in their pockets. Consumer confidence has been falling. Household consumption has been declining. And that takes a real toll, as I say, on things like retail sales.
And Japan slipping into recession as well. In fact, analysts say that the economy could shrink by 22% in the second quarter.
Big trading economy, Japan. We know that it shrunk at the end of last year and formally going into recession, technical recession, due to the reduction we saw in Q1, with worse to come during the course of the second quarter. With the breakdown in global trade, with the global economy in lockdown, it's certainly hitting the likes of the big exporting countries. So that includes Japan, but also some of the major ones from Europe, particularly likes of Germany.
No wonder they've introduced an alcohol ban at Lloyd's of London.
Yeah, they have indeed. Lloyd's of London announcing that it's likely to pay out between $3 and $4.3 billion in insurance claims related to coronavirus, which would be similar to losses from the 9/11 attacks. The pandemic has locked down economies we've been talking about around the world, bringing businesses, events and travel to a halt, leading to hefty claims. The insurer has been hit by the double blow of rising insurance claims and falling markets. Global non-life underwriting and investment losses may hit a record $203 billion during the course of this year. The bulk of the losses come from the cancellation or postponement of major events, including the Olympics, business interruption claims on property insurance and trade credit. Though many small businesses have been battling with insurers, disruption. On the other hand, insurers have been saying most policies don't cover the pandemic. No doubt a long legal battle will ensue.
Always read the small print.
You've got to, haven't you?
The aviation industry, as we know, has taken a battering, and Emirates, the latest to announce a lot of job cuts.
Yeah, Emirates is considering slashing 30,000 jobs, which would amount to the deepest cut yet in a global airline industry that's been forced into near total shutdown by the coronavirus pandemic. Emirates is the world's biggest long-haul operator, employed 105,000 people at the end of March. Like other airlines, it's looking to cut its cost base and also realign its operations with a travel downturn that's forecast to last many years. Emirates is also considering accelerating the retirement of its fleet of A380s. That's the huge super jumbo double-decker planes with capacity of more than 500 people. Remember, this was seen not so long ago as the future of aviation, wasn't it? Much bigger planes, taking more people around. And I think they're good-looking planes, and it's a nice experience being on an A380. So somewhat of a shame if we see those disappearing from the skies. But whether they're realistic in the new normal world of travel remains certainly debatable. State-owned Emirates raised $1.2 billion in new financing in the first quarter and is seeking further aid from Dubai. Globally, BA, as we know, cut 12,000 jobs, 100,000 workers at the four largest US carriers have been taking unpaid leave, reduced hours or early retirement as they deal with the shutdown.
Well, you could buy one and put it in your back garden.
Oh, that would be quite nice,
yeah,
wouldn't
it's big
it?
Enough, isn't it?
I wouldn't have thought so. Landing it may be an issue.
No, you won't move. I mean, just play airline pilots with Little Henry.
Oh, okay.
You can be the cabin crew.
He would like that, to be honest with you. It would be quite nice.
Do you think this problem, which is affecting Emirates, is likely to have a knock-on effect on sort of sponsorship of football clubs, etc.?
Well, a lot of these flows of money that we've been seeing into football clubs and sponsorships have come from the Middle East. They're feeling the effects, of course, of lower oil prices and having to diversify their economies. Does that mean they're likely to reduce their exposure to football clubs? Potentially so. Advertising across the board is under pressure. And we know, of course, if the experience that people have from football starts to decline or doesn't have the same appeal without fans being there, then that can start to discourage investment into sponsorship of football clubs.
And Bang & Olufsen is having a tough time, what with the advance of Amazon speakers and the rest of it. It's a bit hard for them to maintain their market, isn't it?
It really is. They've been on a downward spiral for a prolonged period of time now. They said the iconic maker of some of the world's most expensive TVs and stereos seeking permission from its shareholders to issue stock as it struggles to generate cash to get through the COVID-19 crisis. Chairman said the Danish company is in a serious situation after suffering a sharp slump in demand. B&O shares have been continually falling. They fell for the majority of last week. They've lost almost half their value during the course of this year, and that follows a 61% slump in 2019, looking to raise around $60 million to help it get through the crisis.
There was a time when no self-respecting stockbroker wouldn't have a Bang & Olufsen stereo in his house.
Yeah, they still look pretty cool, I think. That CD one where you've got like six CDs on it that sits on the wall, the speakers are still very cool. But in a way, the TVs are still very bulky. People don't want that type of television anymore. They've been really slow to adapt to that. And also, I guess the technology in televisions move very quickly. So do you want to buy one £15,000 television, or do you want to buy multiple £5,000 televisions over the course of the next couple of decades?
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.21 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.08. Going to get €1.11.5 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hang pots and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
A two-year-old boy has been airlifted to hospital in Marseille after falling from a second-floor apartment in Saint-Maximin. The boy's condition is reported to be stable. The circumstances of the accident remain unknown. Meanwhile, a second similar incident occurred on Sunday in Fréjus in the Var, when a 17-month-old girl fell from the second floor of a building located on Avenue Victor Hugo. The child was rescued by emergency services and taken to the Lonval Hospital in Nice. According to the investigation, the girl who was on the balcony at the time escaped her parents' attention before climbing on the railing and losing her balance. In other news, a primary school in Nice has been closed after a child tested positive for COVID-19. The closure of the Nazareth Primary and Nursery School on Rue Pessicard in Nice was ordered by the Regional Health Agency and the Mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi. The school is expected to be closed until May the 26th. Meanwhile, across France, students in grades 6 and 5 are back in class today. Some 4,000 establishments in departments classified as green zones will welcome students. However, for middle school students from the four regions in the red zone, they'll have to wait until the end of the month to find out if they will resume their lessons. And Italy begins a phase two of its deconfinement today with the reopening of shops, cafes and terraces. The country, the first in the world to have adopted a total lockdown of its population, benefits from a first partial lifting of restrictions since May the 4th. Sunday claimed one new victim of the virus in the Alpes-Maritimes. To date, 457 people have died in both the Alpes-Maritimes and the Var from COVID-19. 162 people remain hospitalised in the Alpes-Maritimes, including 14 in intensive care. In the Var, 169 people are in hospital, of which 16 are in intensive care. Olivier Véran, France's health minister, has said he's working on a new support plan for hospitals and healthcare workers, including pay rises and revised working hours and conditions for those on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic. The new support plan is to include a pay rise for essential health workers, in addition to recent bonuses they've already received. France reported 483 new coronavirus deaths on Sunday, bringing the total to 28,108 as the country eases out of a two-month lockdown. While France has made moves to prevent the stockpiling of nicotine products after its health minister took an interest in a French study which suggested smokers may be less at risk of contracting the virus, doctors in Wales who published their own research in January on the use of the stimulants in coronavirus treatment have been discussing the possibility of a formal trial. Many beaches in the Var and the Alpes-Maritimes reopened at the weekend for individual sporting activities. As of today, in Cap d'Ail, authorisation has been given for access to the Marquet beach. However, the beach in Mala remains closed due to lack of manpower, making it impossible to guarantee security surveillance. At Beach Marquet, access to the sea is only authorised for swimming from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the maximum swimming time is limited to 1 hour in a dedicated area that is security surveillance is 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The World Health Organization has warned that spraying or fumigating in disinfectant on the streets, as some countries do, does not eliminate the new coronavirus and poses a health risk. Since the start of the coronavirus epidemic, several countries and some French municipalities, such as Nice, have used this controversial technique. In the warning issued by The WHO today, they say that spraying or fumigating outdoor spaces, such as streets or markets, is not recommended to kill COVID-19 virus because the disinfectant is inactivated by dirt. Finally, a winning grid won a jackpot at the Euro Millions in France of more than €72 million. A nice surprise as lockdown is easing in France. A winning grid was validated at Euro Millions with seven correct numbers, five numbers and two stars. It's the second time for this to happen in France this year. The winning numbers were 11, 23, 32, 34, 39 and lucky stars 1 and 6 for €72.9 million.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me. And when I read that, I hadn't checked my ticket. Yeah. So I was secretly hoping, but no.
Only got one number.
Yeah, I think I won €3.
Football English Premier League clubs are hoping to get the green light for limited training to resume this week, with a vote taken on training and medical protocols by the 20 top flight clubs today. If the vote is passed, then players will be able to train in groups of five from tomorrow. But there's a feeling the proposed 12th of June start date for the resumption of matches behind closed doors may not be realistic. A number of players have expressed reservations about returning to action. Talks must also be held with police and safety committees following requests from clubs to play matches on home grounds rather than at neutral venues. German football's return with the eerie sight of players kicking the ball around in empty stadiums. The leaders Bayern Munich maintained a four-point lead over Borussia Dortmund at the top of the table following a 2-0 win at U Berlin on Sunday. Bayern have 58 points with Dortmund on 54 and Borussia Mönchengladbach in third place on 52 points with eight games to go. Rugby Union, the former Wales captain Gwyn Jones has said it will be months before players will be test match fit following long layoffs due to the coronavirus pandemic. Summer tours have now been officially called off, with some leading figures hoping that internationals can be played again in October. Jones says the return will have to be slow and that playing an intense international will take some time following months off. Finally, basketball. Michael Jordan's autographed trainers are sold for a record $560,000 in an online auction. The Nike Air Jordan 1s, which were worn by the star during his rookie season with the Chicago Bulls, have been expected to fetch between $100,000 and $150,000, but the auction smashed the record. The 1985 trainers, which are mismatched as the player wore a size 13 on his left foot and a 13.5 on his right, were sold by Jordan Geller, who founded the training museum Shoesium. Where? Las Vegas, of course.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaracim and the Var, the general situation is a depression, 1,013 millibars over northern Italy. Winds are southwesterly, force 2 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, partially cloudy, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, partially cloudy, force 3 to 5 westerly winds, slight to moderate seas, and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Disappointing weekend weather-wise, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't terribly clever, no.
Rain, which was expected to stay in the mountains, just decided to come down to the coast instead.
Yeah, it perked up yesterday afternoon, didn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Managed to get the gardening done before it rained anyway. Clear skies today, light southwesterly winds, top temperatures 22 to 24 degrees. Overnight lows 19 degrees on the coast, 16 degrees inland with clear skies. Tuesday and Wednesday, partially cloudy, highs of 23 to 25 degrees. Finally.
Partial to a cup of tea from time to time, aren't you?
Yes, I haven't had one for a while, but so now you mention it.
Well, an afternoon cup of tea can feel a little lacking without a tasty biscuit
or definitely.
A slice of cake. Mm. A dessert tea could offer a tasty two-in-one guilt-free compromise. Flavoured teas have been around for decades, but the sweet treat craze started 2 years ago when Yorkshire Tea brought out its biscuit brew. Have you tried it?
No.
Oh, it's formulated to taste like tea into which biscuits had been dunked. Now tea specialists are pushing the flavour boundaries even further in a quest to squeeze the essence of chocolate brownie, apple crumble and carrot cake into a mug.
Apple crumble?
Yeah, so you can get a dunked digestive tea. So it comes in a...
I'd rather have the
sachet.
Real thing. I like those Milka biscuits.
It can get quite messy.
Chocolate Milka biscuits. Chocolate wafer Milka. The round ones?
The round ones. Oh. Yeah.
Ideal with a cup of tea, though. You're up to date. The news is on the website, riviereradio.mc.
My daughter made tiramisu.
Did she?
Yes.
Is that any good? Only,
well, it wasn't bad, but then I didn't. She forgot to separate the egg yolk from the egg white. But apparently, you use the whole egg in a tiramisu.
Okay.
Completely raw. Mm. It's not. I didn't think that was cricket.
Ask Edwina Curry. We made brownies over the weekend.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah, you put whole eggs in those as well. But you do cook them.
But you cook them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, but it wasn't bad. The biscuit kind of hadn't sunk how it was supposed to, but it was a
good.
I didn't.
She's probably listening.
No. Punching out the Z still.
You're up to date. The news is on the website, riviereradio.mc.